Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. How about that USA hockey broskies?
Woohoo! 46 years ago today in Lake Placid, the Miracle on Ice. And the United States team with an opportunity here in Milan to win the gold medal for the first time since.
And this game will head to sudden death overtime. Puck lines up behind the net. Watch across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States to defeat Canada. For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold.
Wow, that would have been fun to watch, but I forgot it was on.
Jeremy.
I forgot it was on.
How can you not be emotional about that?
I had things to do.
I was so glued to my screen.
It was on early, right?
It was really
6:10
early.
6:10 in the morning was the first puck drop.
Oh, yeah.
We had.
I was at Home Depot.
Were you really?
I'm not even joking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was working on my basement. I was at Home Depot.
Looking at 2x4s.
Like the only American not feverishly.
Whatever, I was at Home Depot.
You don't even have to like hockey.
Hockey is the most American. Well, no, it's not. It's Canadian. I was going to say Home Depot is very second when it comes to
Home
very
Depot's
American.
Honestly probably more American.
It's more American than hockey, so suck it.
No, depending on where you live. Like, hockey's a big deal in a lot of...
You grew up in Minnesota.
North Dakota. You know, like, right close to Canada.
All the Odas up there?
Yeah, but it was such a moment. Like, I don't think I felt... Like, that was the highlight of my Winter Olympics for 2026,
Easily, by far.
I mean, the feeling that gave me to win that overtime sudden
I don't
death
think I
goal
pretty good
until
Jack
he
Hughes.
Scored the goal. Jack Hughes, his brother Quinn Hughes was on the team. They got to be brothers playing together in the Olympics along with the Kachucks. Like,
the Kachucks were there?
Yes.
The Kachucks were
Where
there.
Where those guys
How
been?
How did you miss the Kachucks, Jeremy?
What's that guy's name, Hughes?
Jack Hughes.
John Hughes?
Jack Hughes. No, different Hughes.
All right, here's...
This is Jack Hughes after
Here's
the game
John
winning
Hughes.
Goal.
Here we go.
I'm lucky I'm from the best country in the world. And we got great dentists there, too. So I'm lucky I'm American, and they're going to fix me right up. Just so proud. I'm so proud to be American. Oh. I'm so proud of this group. I'm so happy that we could win. We have so many people here supporting us. We have so many people back home supporting us. And we're so thrilled with how this whole tournament played out. You know, just an unbelievable moment for USA hockey.
That's pretty good. Especially with our beef with Canada and everything right now.
Huge beef. I mean, and
did Trump tweet out about this? Did we see anything?
It
was actually a cool thing.
It doesn't even matter.
He called Team USA in the locker
room. Did he?
That was cool.
There was no tweets.
We're proud of all the Olympians.
We are.
It doesn't matter. Like, you're out there representing our country, and we love every one of you for doing that.
The women's
it takes
hockey
a lot
team winning
to get
a few
out
weeks
there.
Ago or a few days
like,
ago. Yeah,
people
Katie,
can
you
have
tell
their
them.
Opinions. That's what makes this country great. It makes it America.
And, yeah, Katie.
But we are proud of all of the Olympians.
Well, that.
Yeah!
I love it.
All right.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
That's great.
I can't believe I missed it. That's too bad.
Woo! I haven't recorded, Jer. Come
really?
Over.
Can
we can
I
watch
find it on YouTube?
Yes, you can.
All right. Let's do some news that I'm interested in here.
Okay, let's
All right,
go.
We'll go from that to this. Today is National Banana Bread Day, you
Yay!
Guys.
Oh!
Play Freebird.
You can get behind that, too. There's room for Olympians and banana bread.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody, come together.
Yes. Oh, no
yes!
way.
Yes.
Banana bread.
Banana bread.
With nuts!
With no nuts, of course.
Oh, we can have nuts in there?
No, you're nuts if you
All
put in
nuts
there.
Nuts are welcome!
There we go. That's the hype today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh Urbick.
America!
I'm not going to play it again.
No.
All right, I got to give you one more thing because this little guy just exploded over the weekend, didn't he?
Yes.
Punch the monkey.
I love
yes.
him.
The little monkey in Japan went super viral because, well, one, he was, what do you say, shunned, neglected,
bullied, abandoned
by his mother and all the other monkeys. Boy, I tell you, some of those videos were hard to watch as they were shoving that little guy around. You
it was
know?
Really like they were
dragging
being very
him around.
Abusive to poor little Punch.
No.
But the video is just heartwarming. How do you not have a tear in your eye when you watch that?
Like every time I watch it, I was like, "Don't cry, don't cry."
Yes.
So what this zoo did in Japan is they gave him a stuffy, essentially, of a monkey, and it became his like little comfort monkey.
It's his mommy.
It's his best friend. So every time this Punch got shoved around, he would grab his little stuffed monkey, run off, and snuggle with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God! It's so cute!
Oh.
One of the best memes I saw this weekend was, have you seen the one where the the couple's laying in bed and he's like smiling, kind of asleep, and she's like looking at him all irritated.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah.
like, I bet he's thinking about other women.
Yeah.
And then his little thought bubble was punch hugging the stuffy. Yeah.
No, baby Nana woke me up on Saturday with a very urgent text of, I'm so sad. I can't stop being sad. I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I can't stop thinking about that poor monkey punch. Like, she was like crying for 30 minutes over punch.
She needs to grow up.
Oh,
so
baby
that
Nana.
Monkey came from IKEA, the stuffy.
Yeah.
About $20 in the IKEA stores, and they went and donated a whole bunch of them to other animals in the facility. So IKEA stepped up and, you know, loving the free publicity over this.
I love that.
And gave the zoo a bunch of stuffies. But really cute, though, yeah. this little guy. From what I saw yesterday, I think another monkey has, like, adopted him or something.
Hopefully.
Good.
Yeah, he's made a buddy now because they were cleaning each other.
Oh.
And flinging poo at their friends.
That's good to hear about Punch. We needed that update. Yeah. We need this, too. A new lottery game in Colorado. Did you hear about this?
Tell me now.
It's called Millionaire for Life. So you get to win $1 million a year. So Colorado Lotteries has 9 games that help us pad our wallets, like Lucky for Life, where the winners get $1,000 a day for life, right? However, that last drawing was on Saturday, and they're replacing it with this new game, Millionaire for Life. And it's actually more attainable than any other national game since there are other prizes. So you get the prize, a Millionaire for Life, so you get $1 million a year for life. That's the prize. But there's also a prize, $100,000 a year for life, along with several smaller prizes. And the odds of winning this one are 1 in 8.46.
What do you get, like an air fryer or something?
I know exactly. Like, there's a lot of small prizes. An air fryer a year for life.
Yeah.
Is there a lump sum option versus taking the million for life? Can they give you a lump sum?
They didn't say that in the story.
There's usually something like that. I would think I would take the lump sum.
Wouldn't you
want a million on January 1st every year?
I would like a million for life.
Say I'm going to go get hit by a car later this afternoon. I only get 1 million. The family only gets 1 million. So you take the lump sum.
You're thinking of passing it down to your family.
Sure, if they give you a 15 million lump sum, you take that immediately and then you invest it.
Well, I'm sure there is.
That's the better option.
I'm sure you'd have to contact lottery officials to see the official rules and details. But it's exciting.
Look into that for the next time.
I will. Look into that, but it is exciting, like the fact that you can win $1 million for life, but all the little prizes again are where it really adds up. And I know you guys are gonna like this, especially you, Jeremy, because the Mile High Beer Fest is back for 2026.
Ooh, yeah.
It's gonna be a week from Saturday. That's why I want to give you the heads up now, because tickets for it are going pretty class. It's gonna be going pretty fast. There we go. It's going to be at... So I was talking really fast. That's
why
I messed it
up. Right.
But it's
going to
be at DeNargo Market. So that is right there by the South Platte River. They have a whole little area set up in that spot. But they're going to have 40-plus Colorado breweries, but over 100 breweries total from different out-of-state favorites as well. They say you can vibe with fellow beer enthusiasts.
I love vibing.
I knew you'd like it. Also, they're going to have live music there and a lot of different things for gathering and play.
I love gathering and play. Although I haven't been drinking as much lately. I had a beer this weekend in Boulder, but not a lot.
No? Just not feeling it?
Yeah. I've been just trying to be good.
Okay.
But that sounds... I like those events, though.
Well, and especially in the summer, right? Because that's when people like to tip them on back a little bit more. And this will be perfect for that.
Again, a week.
Oh, I guess it's actually a week from Saturday, so not the summer. Week from Saturday.
Where did you pull summer out of your butt?
I don't know. I just was thinking like beer fests are usually in the summer. And then I was like, oh, this one's not though, because I just said.
Katie. We're at the point where you just generally make up stuff for the hype.
No,
there's probably no beer fest. There's probably no new lottery game.
No, there's both of those things. And shout out again to the Colorado Olympians. I want to give a shout out. USA!
USA!
Because they're taking home 9 medals for this year's festivities in Milan.
So that's
a really big deal. Well, I have the Olympians, most notably Michaela Schifrin, right?
Gold, baby.
So she won gold medal.
Never heard of her.
Ellie Cam, Danny O'Shea, and Amber Glenn, also big
Danny
Colorado
O'Shea.
Wins. Jacob Slavin of Erie, he was with Team USA.
I played against him. Did you really? I played against him in middle school.
Yes.
In the hockey. Yeah, he's a Erie native.
Yes. From Colorado, we also have Elizabeth
Lemley.
Well, he
really took off, huh, Josh?
He did a little bit.
What happened to you?
Cantor.
That whole injury, if I didn't have the knee injury, Jared.
Oh, it was
USA.
A knee injury?
The knee injury.
And Alex Ferreira.
I love Alex Ferreira.
I want to point out that
what was his event?
I'm not sure.
Cup
I'd have to go back and look. I just wanted to give the names, you know, they're notable dudes. Like USA.
No, they do. That's
that's very kind of
they
you.
Deserve
but
it.
I also want to point out 8 of the 12 Team USA gold medals were won by women.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Girls!
Let's
Yay!
Go! That's huge.
So Team USA, we're very proud from here in Colorado as well. We had the most Olympians go to
that
the
is
games
neat.
Of any state.
That is
so,
really neat.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good look for
we
us.
Rock.
And we are very proud today. Yay!